Okay, Larry. Well, I enjoyed talking with you this evening, as always. And Rod Taylor, KK4HXA, if I'm not mistaken, was his call sign. It's been a long time since I've tried to remember that one, but I've had started a silent key list at one point in time. And then we started losing so many so quickly, I pushed it aside and I said, I can remember these folks, and if somebody comes up with a call sign, normally I can put a name with it, and most of the time if I've met them, I can put a face with it. But on occasion, I'll run across one that I know it, but I can't remember it. You know, it gets right to that point, you're almost there, and then you can't remember it. I think that's called a senior moment, maybe. But I have quite a few of those now. But Rod was a very fine young man. I remember one particular weekend with Rod and yourself, and I don't remember who all was there, but another fellow, Ham, needed some wood split, and he was not able, and we went up to their house and split wood for a long time. And Rod was a workhorse. He kept feeding that wood splitter, and I told him at one point, I said, let me give you a break and, let you rest a minute. And he let me do it for about 5 minutes, and he said, all right, I'm ready to take back over now. So I got up and let him have it again. But I remember Rod very well, and had some very, very good memories of him and a lot of the other hams that have gone on before us. But Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Got to get together again with y'all real soon. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Let me know if I got Rod's call sign right.
And kudos to you for remembering that. And the wood splitting was done for Mr. Ray. I think that's the first time Rod had met Ray, and they hit it off right away, of course. As I say, birds of a feather, good people flock together. But you have a really good memory, a good thinker tonight, KK4JBQ.
Tell me where it was and who we did it for, I can't remember everybody that was there. I mean, I can see some of the faces, and I can put names and call signs with them, but gosh, there were so many folks up there that day. We had a blast, I know that. Had a good time, a lot of good fellowship. Larry, you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Again, tell Donna we said hello, and y'all have a great evening. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. We're going to wrap it up for this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Have it, folks. Had a grand total of 63 tonight. And folks, remember, y'all are the ones that make the net. Y'all are out there at Radio Land. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have a net. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Trap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.